Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Evan and Tiki here on The Fan. A lot to get to here in the final hour, including getting you set for a huge Thursday night football game. You will hear right here on WFAN between the Philadelphia Eagles and the Washington Commanders. We do have a sports IQ trivia question presented by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers and the all-electric Cadillac Lyric. Oh, this really makes my heart grow very, very happy. What was the score of the last Jets-Colts playoff game played at the Meadowlands? Very famous score. We'll take caller number 4 at 866-540-WFAN to answer your sports IQ trivia question, and you could win a $250 American Express gift card. Your sports IQ trivia question is presented by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers and the all-electric Cadillac Lyric.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere, and by Mercedes-Benz of Morristown. Visit us online at 888thebenz.com. All right, Giants and Jets fans, our season stinks, but we do play in two classically famous divisions. And tonight on The Fan, you could hear the Commanders and Eagles, which we think is going to be a fun game. So it had me thinking, what are the five best non-Jets and Giants rivalries in the AFC and NFC East divisions to watch?
Not involving us.
Not involving us. The other teams we all hate. What are the most fun rivalries we like to sit down and watch? All right, here we go.
Number five.
I'm going to give it to Commanders-Eagles, formerly obviously Redskins-Eagles. And the reason it still is on this list, both sides of the rivalry, Donovan McNabb went to Washington. DeSean Jackson went to Washington. They've had a lot of player comebacks
with each other. Interesting. Yeah.
And I think tonight could be the start of something.
I was just doing some math. Tiki helped me out. There are four teams in each division. We're taking the Jets and Giants out so they don't count.
Yes.
That means there are six total rivalries of the non-New York teams in each division, which means really this list is very insulting. You're taking one rivalry and saying you're so freaking who's irrelevant, who's you're not even on the list.
So who's not in it?
I'm going to honestly answer that question. I didn't know it was only one out. So we're going to find out, because I just went to what comes to my mind that I like sitting down watching.
So you didn't even think about it, right? So what's the first one you just said?
I did Commanders-Eagles.
Oh, so the one tonight.
Yeah. Okay. By the way, and the way I did this list was obviously I wrote down number one and worked my way back. All right, here we go.
Number four.
For me, it's Bills-Patriots in my life. The cold weather games. And even when the Bills were bad, they were always seemingly spunky versus those Brady teams, even when they got demolished.
Yeah, it's, you know, off the top of my head, the AFC East rivalries not involving my team give me a stomachache and make me sick.
Well, they make us all sick, but it's, you know, we all sit down and watch them because we're familiar with the team.
But I guess the difference is Miami-New England, Buffalo-Miami, Buffalo, New England, they've all kind of sucked over the last 20 years.
Right.
You got to go back a ways for Dolphins, Bills mattering. You know what I mean?
Okay, here we go.
Number three.
It's the most classic one, but it's going to come in at number three. It's Cowboys, Commanders for me, formerly obviously Cowboys, Redskins. It's the most classic, but I got to be honest, rarely lives up to the hype because Washington was so bad for so long. Yeah, How many Thanksgivings do we need to see this game?
Right. That definitely hurts them. You know, Washington is back, but it's been a while. Though I will give you a very interesting stat about the Washington Commanders that I couldn't believe. It was sent to me by Al Cintron, who hates the Giants, and that's fine. I respect the hell out of that. He sent me an image of the Washington Commanders record since 2015 compared to the Giants record since 2015. Great. Washington's 11.5 games better.
Doesn't that surprise you? That's shocking, actually.
Yeah. They've had random years, the Kirk Cousins years.
Since 2015.
Oh, that's why, because the Kirk Cousins seasons were in there.
Okay.
And they weren't terrible.
I guess that makes sense.
The Giants have had two playoff seasons mixed in there. You had the Ben McAdoo season. Anyhow,
Commanders hope that makes Al sleep better.
Okay, you don't like Al. I get it, because he's a Commander fan.
I like Al.
67-88-2 since 2015. The Giants are 56-100.
Isn't that crazy? Mm. Well, it's not crazy when you consider the Giants and Jets are two of the worst three teams.
But the Commanders haven't exactly done anything.
But they've been mid.
When you throw that stat out there about from 2015, which was a decade ago, basically, it's the ineptitude has been bad.
It's been horrible.
Yeah. Horrible.
See, watch this. And he's a Giant legend. You're stunned by that, aren't you?
Yeah.
Thank you. That's all we're saying.
Because I don't feel like that's the Giants, you know, but it is.
Do we feel that the Commanders have been, or Washington football team, or Redskins, do we believe they've been 11.5 games better than the Giants in the last 10 years?
No, because I can't think of the last time they won a division.
2 years ago.
Yeah.
I know, but that's the thing. Yeah. Like, you just forget it.
But they didn't even win a lot of games that year.
I guess the reason I'm not stunned is because I know that that's how bad the Giants have been.
Yeah, it seems like you're being very sensitive to what is an interesting factoid. Tiki's a Giant legend.
No, I agree.
Saying,
I understand.
Yeah, I find that interesting.
I think I'm just beaten down because I know how bad the Giants have been compared to the rest of the NFL.
So you don't even want to hear it.
Well, it's not even that I don't want to hear it. I just know that most teams are going to look and go, can you believe them? And because the Giants have sucked that bad.
I got to tell you, when he sent it to me, I was like, wow, I wouldn't have guessed that. I wouldn't have said that the Giants are 11.5 games worse than Washington in the last 10 years. I wouldn't have said that. Anyhow, continue your list.
Number two.
Hope Al enjoys Cam Ward beating Jaden Daniels for 10 years. Number two, Dolphins-Bills. It's game steam the last 3 years. I've enjoyed the Dolphins-Bills games recently, the Josh Allen Tua games, but when I was really young, I mean, was there anything better than a little Marino-Kelly game?
No, that's right. I'm surprised that's not number one when you consider that.
Yeah.
Because the rivalry mostly is two good teams battling each other.
That's good early 90s football.
That's interesting. Yeah, I didn't think of it. I wouldn't have thought of that one.
All right, here we go.
Number one.
It's NFC East, it's Eagles-Cowboys. Because to me, over the last 15 years specifically, when you consider all of these teams in both divisions, they are the two most consistently competitive franchises between either division. Last week's game sucked, and it's just gut-wrenching watching two teams that you cannot root for either to win that game. So the one that's off the list is Patriots-Dolphins, which does
not
nothing
bad.
For me.
That's not bad. They've had games over the years. Didn't they have that miracle game a couple years ago?
They did. I think what it comes down to, this is actually less anti-Dolphin and more anti-Patriot. The Patriots during the Brady era, that division had no other quarterbacks with Brady forever.
There was no rivalry for 20 years.
Right. It felt like that nothing was sexy. Now, we got into the Jet-Patriot stuff here, but it really...
But that was just because it was local.
And then they
and
had
so it was more
the playoff
hate.
Game.
I mean, you lost for 15 straight... No, 14, right? Because they broke it on the 15th one. 14 straight games. That's 7 years, dude.
And to your point, they had a playoff game against
them. Yeah. So overall, I think I just find the Patriots boring out of all the 8 teams.
I think there's a little bias, and it's okay, towards the NFC East.
Sure.
See, it's funny. My bias would take me the other way.
Which one would you have left off?
I would have definitely left off an AFC East game because I enjoy the NFC East more. And the reason I enjoy the NFC East more is it's not my division.
Right.
And so I don't have mixed emotions when I watch team plays.
You don't hate both the teams.
Correct.
Like, right. That makes sense.
A part of why I'm so excited about tonight's game. Look, you have the obvious. It's for the NFC East. Jaden Daniels is incredibly exciting to watch. But what I really love about this game is I care who wins. I'm rooting for the Commanders. But it's also like I hate Philly. I don't hate the Eagles the way I hate the Patriots.
Right.
So it's like a fun game to watch. I think it's different probably for you guys because of your overall hatred for your division rivals. I look at this as just a fun game I have a strong rooting interest for that if doesn't go my way, I'll be able to sleep like a baby tonight.
Yeah. I mean, I'm rooting hard against the Eagles.
No, I am too. Yeah. I'm also in this weird predicament. I don't know if you guys can help me out. So at the beginning of the season, no one else thought this. I was the only one. I picked the Commanders to win the NFC East.
All right. Mm-hmm. I know what you're doing.
No, I'm not doing anything. I'm
the only one who did this. I'm the only one. I came in, told Evan, this is the bet. Let's bet the Commanders to win the division.
The Commanders?
Did you do it? Yes, I did, and I'm not cashing out.
Okay, that's the dilemma I have, Tiki.
Why?
So,
how much more than what you wagered, percentage-wise?
I'm going to tell you. I'm going to give you, I think I have to give you the honest math to figure this thing out. So, I bet $50. Very innocent little bet to win $550. It was plus 1,100. It was 11-1 odds. So nice little bet, $50. Not going to kill me, especially since I have a million in the bank. Apparently,
$50. Yeah. What's in that bank? Dropping a bucket,
and you win $550.
God, if you'd only done like $500.
I know. Trust me, I've thought about that. So the cash out option, which you have when you bet, is that they would give me, after including the money I laid out, $120.
That's not worth it.
Not bad. It's doubling my money.
Yeah,
though.
But it's not worth it.
So you say no to the cash out?
100%.
Here's the problem with saying no to the cash out.
Here's what's going
to
happen.
Go ahead.
If they win tonight, so let's say they win tonight, that 120 goes up to 200.
I agree. What if they lose tonight?
then you're just...
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Then you really just got to ride it.
Well, I'm dead.
No, you just got to ride it.
No, I mean, you're not dead.
I'm not dead, but I'm in trouble.
Something could happen. You never know.
Yeah, but all of a sudden, the Eagles would not only have themselves a 2-game loss column lead, but they would have the leg up on a tiebreaker considering what happens next.
Yeah.
And then you get to divisional record, which I then have to break down. Like, put it this way. The odds of the Commanders winning the division lessen greatly if they don't win this game tonight in Philadelphia.
But you're heavily rooting for the Commanders.
Of course I'm heavily rooting for the Commanders, but I'm also pondering just taking my money and leaving.
You can't do it. If you were willing to bet $50 on something at those odds, simply slightly doubling your money is not enough. For what? For you to turn around and bet Luis Severino to win Cy Young with it?
Right. Just put $100 on the Eagles to win the division. Hedge it.
I guess really you could hedge a little bit.
Hedge it. That's
I got to see where they are right now in terms of odds to win the division. Because right now, if you had, just forget the gambling aspect of it, who do you think wins the NFC East, T? You've seen these teams.
I haven't called the Commanders yet, and their defense is bad. I'm going to go the Eagles.
The Eagles are the favorites.
Right.
Like right now on FanDuel, they're minus 240.
Yeah, I would say the Eagles.
So they are a prohibitive favorite. I think minus 240 is sort of prohibitive.
Yeah, $100 won't even get you a good hedge.
Won't even get me a good hedge.
Yeah, no, you're
And I think deep down, as much as I like the Commanders, and I believe they will be a playoff team, my conviction in them winning the division has been lessened.
Right.
So I gotta admit it.
So you just gotta ride it then. Just ride it.
It's not really Evan's style.
Yeah, but $50 more? $100?
I guess you're learning how you get $1 million in the bank. You'd be smart.
Yeah. Cash out Roberts.
Cash out Roberts.
$50 at a time.
Brutal.
That's how you do
it. It'll only take you 2,000 years.
It takes a while. Now, I think I'm gonna ride it out tonight. I think I will. But let's go, Commanders. I'm with you guys. We'll make our picks coming up in about an hour. So I don't know if you guys feel this way, but tomorrow night is Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson.
I almost forgot about it.
It's happening.
Because it got postponed,
It was supposed to happen in May, and then it got postponed because Mike Tyson had a medical issue, and so they moved it back to November. And I remember hearing that and not knowing the date, but I've seen all the commercials recently. Then I got down on a Google rabbit hole, and I was like, all right, what are the rules of this? Because I'm intrigued by the fight, and I think I told you this when they first announced it. I'm very interested. And I don't know about you guys, but I'm locked into Netflix whenever this thing starts.
Yeah.
Well, and this is not a paid advertisement. They're giving me no money.
But
I promise.
I mean, I'm interested because I want to see Jake Paul take a punch from an actual, like, violent boxer. And Mike Tyson is still a violent boxer.
Do you think Tyson's going to beat him?
I know, because I think Tyson is 61, whatever the heck he is I see him getting gassed. And so Jake will run.
Jake Paul is 26 years old, 27 years old.
So he'll run. He can run away from the punch for a long time. But if he actually takes a punch, you never lose that. Because that's a leverage thing. It's not like a strength thing. It's a leverage, like how you move your body to deliver a blow.
Well, keep this in mind, and these are two very important things that you should know going into this fight. There are different rules than your normal heavyweight match. For example, they're going to be wearing 14-ounce gloves instead of what is the standard 10-ounce gloves. Now, you hear that and say, well, they're bigger gloves. Apparently, they actually have the opposite effect of hitting harder. They make it so that it hurts less.
Yeah,
and it's actually used during... because of the cushion, I guess.
Right.
And they usually do use it during sparring sessions. So, number one, wouldn't that kind of negate Mike Tyson's power punch?
Yeah. I mean, unless he just punches that much harder than everybody else.
But he's also 60.
Which in general, he did. But he's shorter.
Yeah.
He's got a reach disadvantage.
He's got a reach disadvantage, and you mentioned the age. The other thing that they're doing is usually you've got your 12 three-minute rounds. Mm-hmm. They're doing 8 2-minute rounds. Now, I don't know who that benefits. You could argue it's Tyson because he's older, so it's less time being out there.
Yeah.
So this is just going into this, because I'm genuinely going to watch this crap. I just hope it starts around 11 o'clock, because I'm going to the Knicks-Nets game. So I want to get home. I don't want it to be spoiled. I want to turn on Netflix.
It'll probably start at midnight.
Right.
Is there
a fight before? Is that what you think? Is there a fight before?
Yeah, there's an undercard, and it starts. So there's an undercard, there's a main card. The undercard starts at 5:30. The main card is at 8 o'clock, but there's a bunch of matches on the main card, even though it's the undercard of the main event. So I can't figure out what
it's
time.
It's in Vegas?
Yes.
No, it's not in Vegas. It's in Dallas, Texas.
Oh, West Coast, though.
Yeah. Right. That's not the West Coast.
Central time zone, you idiot. Right. Dallas is not the West Coast?
First of all, you're getting everything wrong. So get your information. And then
you don't have to call me an idiot.
I didn't call you an idiot. I said you're wrong.
It's central to America.
Yeah, so Sean called you an idiot, not me. I'm not calling you an idiot. I'm saying you're just wrong. It's in Dallas.
Yes.
That is central time zone. Yes. That is not West. I almost want to give you a hug. I don't want to call you an idiot.
No, I do. It's Dallas, Texas. He's a Giant fan. The game starts 1 hour after. And I got my facts wrong. I didn't, take your wife home. Relax.
No, I know, but you keep insisting it's in Vegas.
I didn't insist. I just said it. Relax.
Okay. Get the information.
Why is it in Dallas, by the way?
So I think it's because of the Jerry Dome. I think they thought, big event field to put it at AT&T. And I was so curious, what are the tickets like? So, of course, I did my investigation. There are tickets available in the upper deck. They're just really expensive. Would you go to that?
I don't know if I'd wait around all that long just to watch that fight.
Because it's late at night?
Well, not late at night. Well, maybe.
That's all you got to do.
Maybe. If I could show up late, yeah, I probably would. I don't want to go watch a bunch of boxers I don't know.
That's part of the problem.
Just to watch Tyson, and who is 61 and old and hasn't boxed in, 15 years?
Right.
Something like maybe more than that.
Probably
20 years.
Well, no. He fought that exhibition recently.
Yeah, but that was...
That doesn't count?
Yeah, it was just that he didn't train for it. He just kind of got out there and did it.
Right.
He looked heavy, and I remember that. And then Jake Paul, who's interesting because of his social media profile.
Mm-hmm.
He's become a boxer, but has he taken a real punch yet?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, he could take his first real punch because it's Mike Tyson, but here are the things that draw me in. So if this was pay-per-view the way it used to be back in the day, who the hell's going to pay $70 for what you just said?
Nobody.
Which is the only match you care about. Because it's Netflix, I happen to have Netflix, lot of us do, it's not costing me anything. It's literally like watching an Adam Sandler movie.
Yeah, I think honestly it'll get. I don't know if they don't do a rating,
right?
So it's not like watching Blue Bloods or something. We're not getting a rating on this, but I think the viewership is going to be high.
I would think
of what
so.
You said. You're just gonna, if you happen to be awake, you'll turn it on.
Well, if this was a pay per view and they were charging $60-$70, I would probably say to you, I'm interested in it, Tiki, but I can't rationalize spending that money for something that may be 5 minutes. Because that's the only part of the event I care about. I don't even know the rest of the matches. I'm not a fight fan anymore. And so it's really just about this. The fact it's, I don't want to say it's free because you got to pay for Netflix, but it's free if you already have Netflix. It's like, why wouldn't I want to watch this? But do you know the major accusation that's going around about this?
No. It's a fix?
That it's fixed.
Why?
That is why? Why is that the accusation?
Yeah, who are we trying to work? I mean, who are we trying to?
I think they're trying to protect. This is the theory. They're trying to protect Jake Paul.
Huh.
That Jake Paul has a career.
Sean, what happened last time Jake Paul fought?
He had a split decision loss to Tommy Fury in 2023.
Tommy Fury. Is that Tyson Fury's brother or something?
I don't know. I'm trying to read what I got here. So he does have a loss on his record.
Hmm. But this is different. This is a 61-year-old man.
Unless they're trying to protect Mike Tyson's legacy, and it doesn't matter that Jake Paul's already
left. So how are they going to finish this?
But I don't think anybody cares about Mike Tyson's legacy.
Doesn't affect his legacy at all.
Not 61.
One last pump up on the way out the door. Tyson beat Jake Paul. Jake Paul is only a -200 favorite to a 60-year-old man. That is a bait line to make you go, how is it only -200? Of course I got to bet everything on Jake Paul here. I wouldn't trust that at all.
Oh, you think that line tells people to bet Jake Paul?
Yeah, because he should be a bigger favorite versus a 60-year-old man.
You don't think they're trying to draw people in that it's Mike freaking Tyson?
He's 60! People are, especially if you're gambling.
Here's my question, though, because I don't know if it's fixed.
That's a good point. I mean, 60 is, that's a decade plus older than I am.
And it's also, it's double the age of Jake himself.
Yes.
He's in his 20s. If this thing is fixed, if we're going to believe the rumors that it's a fixed fight, where are they going with it? The beauty of professional wrestling is that they fix it to make it, in theory, entertaining.
Or get the rematch. Tyson wins. Everybody pumped up on him.
That's my question. So I've always argued this with Pete Hoffman, and it's such a dopey argument that's going to piss people off, but I mean it. He's a big MMA guy. I'm not. And he's had me watch it. And I've always been open-minded to it. And I said, you know what the biggest problem with MMA is? And Pete's like, what's that? I said, it's not fixed. And he's like, what the hell do you mean by that? I said, so many of the matches are boring. The beauty of pro wrestling is that they're purposely making it entertaining because it's fixed. You knew that Roman Cody was going to have some kind of great ending because it's fixed.
Yeah, you can't guarantee that in an MMA fight.
And most of them are boring. So if this is fixed, what's the purpose? Your theory is for a rematch?
Well, sets up Netflix now, gets more. Oh, I missed Tyson beat him the first time. Let's subscribe to Netflix. It's coming back
so
in a year.
So the fix is Tyson to win to get a rematch.
Yes.
That's your theory.
Yeah, and because meanwhile, if Tyson loses, he's not. Why does he want a rematch?
Right.
Because they're 60. He's like, I don't need to do this anymore.
So if it's fixed, you think it's Tyson win for a rematch?
Yes.
What about
yes.
you?
I mean, that's a good theory. I hope they just actually box it. But I don't know if we're going to see that.
Do you think it's legit?
I want it to be legit.
I do,
so
too.
I'm going to watch sort it of, like actually. It's legit. Until the evidence shows me otherwise, I'm going to watch it and think it's legit.
I want it to be legit unless you're giving me some kind of awesome wrestling-like ending. If you're giving me some amazing ending, then it's okay. Do you think it's fixed, Tommy?
No.
It's in Dallas, by the way.
Which is in the West Coast. I don't think it's fixed. I just think that they are trying to get eyeballs on the fight, and it's obviously just Mike past his prime here fighting Jake Paul, who's more of like a celebrity fighter. He's not like an actual fighter. When he fought Tyson Fury's brother, Tommy, he lost. So this is more just about the theatrics and getting people to sign up for Netflix. I do not think it's fixed, though.
All right. These are the speculations everywhere. Wild claims of an agreement between Jake Paul and Mike Tyson. That there may be some kind of agreement that's going to make this a fixed fight.
No, or maybe not an agreement, but like, hey, Mike, I'm not going to, you know, because I think that when Conor fought Floyd, it wasn't fixed, but come on. Floyd could have wiped the floor with him, but they made it exciting. Floyd's one of the best boxers of all time. Conor's a great fighter, but not a boxer.
And Conor got generational money that he was never going to make. At MMA.
So they may say, hey, Mike, I'm not going to knock you out.
He made $100 million for that.
Yeah, that was crazy money.
Yeah.
But you don't want to hurt Mike Tyson.
And what I remember about that fight, because I remember buying it, was I kept regretting buying it. And that's the beauty of this. You're not buying it.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you don't have Netflix and you're getting it for this fight. But is anybody actually doing that? Is anyone subscribing to Netflix just to see this fight? It's probably people that already have it. And they're like, oh, let me see what's going on.
I mean, Netflix was the original. I've had it forever.
Yeah.
I can't even remember when I got Netflix.
I think it is. Well, you know, Netflix is origin. Netflix's origin was putting Blockbuster out of business because they did the mail-in program.
Yes.
Where you would sign up to get like two DVDs a month and they would mail you two DVDs. There was no return date. And as soon as you send it back, you could get more DVDs. It was actually a pretty brilliant concept.
Right. Until they realized that they were losing inventory and they said, we have to figure out a way to make this like over the internet.
Put it on the internet and stream that bad boy. Let's go to Victor in Manhattan. How you doing, Victor?
Hey, guys. Tyson's 58.
Oh, he's 58? I thought he was 61.
Yeah,
I must have read that.
He's born in 66. Yeah, he's born like June something 66.
Okay. Right. A little bit younger than we thought. Fine. Fair enough.
Yeah, the fight is definitely fixed. I mean, that's what makes Jake Paul such a great businessman. I mean, even us having this conversation, which I've had the same conversation with some of my friends, this guy's a genius. He's a marketing genius. There's no way they're going to put a 27-year-old bigger, stronger man to fight Tyson, who's 58 and got destroyed the last four or five fights when he was in his 30s.
Right.
You know what I mean? Tyson's a great fighter when he was 25, you know, when he was 30, when he was 32. He's not a great fighter at 58 against a younger, stronger guy. There's no way they're going to risk Tyson hurting Jake Paul or Jake Paul possibly hurting a 58-year-old Tyson.
And that's kind of what I want to see. I want to see if they actually are hitting each other.
You're going to be able to tell?
I mean, yeah. If you get hit by Mike Tyson, it's going to hurt.
You know why? You know why I can't tell? Because I watch pro wrestling. I can't tell. I mean, they do such a great job. I'm like, that's real. I still think half the crap I'm watching is real.
I saw a video, an interview that he did yesterday.
Jake Paul?
No, Mike Tyson. Two days ago, it's whatever. He looks so old.
Oh, he looks...
He's not that old, but he looks so old.
He looks old and he sounds old. There's actually a clip. I was going to send it to play it on the air, but it's going to need editing because Mike Tyson, if you know what I mean by cursing, in which a 12-year-old girl is asking Mike Tyson a question about his legacy. And he goes on a rant about how legacies don't matter because we're all going to be dead soon. And then he just starts dropping curses to this 12-year-old.
Wow.
And it was funny slash sad.
Yeah.
Like, I have to admit.
I can see that.
But, yeah, he comes across like he's not fully there. And then you say to yourself, is this really right? Mm-hmm. I'm going to put this old man, I know 58's not that old, but like you said, he feels so much older. We're going to put him out there against this 27-year-old young lion? And yet, we're a bunch of animals because we're going to watch. So we could say what we want about it and how sad it is. Yeah, we're going to watch this stupid thing. The fight that got me into this was during the pandemic. They had some kind of, I think it was the undercard of Tyson.
Mm-hmm.
Jake Paul boxed Nate Robinson.
Yeah, I remember
the former New York Knick.
Yeah.
And knocked him out.
Yeah, I did, but I remember caring about that fight, but not Tyson.
Was that the main event of that?
Yeah, I think so. But I remember not caring about Tyson fighting.
Yes, I think that turned out to be like the most entertaining part of that mm-hmm. evening was Nate Robinson against Jake Paul.
But then again, it also made me say, well, Jake Paul's not fighting real fighters.
Right.
So, of course he's going to. I mean, he's actually a fighter.
But Nate Robinson was trying to become a fighter.
I know, but it's Nate Robinson.
Yeah.
He's a basketball player.
Now, I haven't heard from my buddy Slippery Pete in a while. I hope he hasn't been detained or doing something, because mm-hmm. whatever. But John Jones is fighting at MSG on Saturday night. Mm-hmm. John Jones, arguably the greatest fighter of all time in any mixed martial art. I wonder which will get more viewers. That fight, Saturday night, or the Tyson
fight. And that's a pay-per-view?
Fight. It's a pay-per-view here at MSG.
You'd have to think Netflix, just because it's easier access.
That's what I'm thinking. But how do you measure that? People that signed up for Netflix?
Who is John Jones fighting? Stipe Miocic?
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. And Tiki was bringing this up earlier. I don't know if they do ratings with some of these streaming services, so we may never know how many people watch Tyson Paul, unless it's a massive number, and then Netflix will promote it.
Right.
And then if they promote it, we don't even know if it's real. So I don't know if we're ever going to get an answer to that question. It's a good one, but I think it's going to come down to people just have access to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when Tyson took on Peter McNeely, and that was on Fox 5. It didn't cost anything.
Right.
So, of course, everybody was watching.
Are people doing, like, gathering parties for that? I feel like this is not a big deal.
No,
right?
I think it'll be
the big boxing match, usually you make it a thing,
it's
going
to be late. It's going to be 11 o'clock at night.
On a Friday where people have worked during the day.
Right, and you're just going to be like, all right, I'll turn it on. Oh, yeah, I forgot that was on.
Well, that's what I'm worried
about. I wonder how Netflix is. I haven't seen it promoted.
Oh, it's been promoted all the time.
Really?
No.
Yes.
On Netflix.
Oh, on Netflix. I'm not sure, but I've seen commercials for it constantly.
So do I, but I'm saying if you just happen to be on Netflix, how are you going to know to go to it?
I think once you go on Netflix that night, there's like a giant pop-up. Right. It's like what Peacock does with wrestling events.
Or tonight with Thursday Night Football with Amazon.
Right, okay, that makes sense. So yeah. It'll be the main thing. So
yeah,
as soon as you log on, it's going to tell you. Jake Paul, Mike Tyson.
Yes. I think the fear you have is, like, take me, for example. So I'm going to the Nets-Knicks game on a Friday night, like 18,000 other people. And then I get home, and the question is, will I remember that it's on? You know, I'm excited about it now, but, you know, Friday's a long day. Nets beat the Knicks at the buzzer. Well, I'm pumped up. I pull into my house. I don't know if I'm going to remember.
The other thing about streaming is it'll live there. So
that's true.
Even if you don't catch it live, it'll be there.
And I'm reading now, Evan, the undercard is only 3 matches, and because of the length of a lot of these matches, the speculation is this fight will start by 10 o'clock.
Oh, so I'm going to be late on it then.
Mm.
I'll definitely be late on that. That's a reasonable time for everybody
out
there.
That's smart.
It's not a Saturday night in Vegas. That's why. It's a Friday night in Dallas where people have worked.
Yeah, but Dallas is on the West Coast, Sean.
Oh, good point.
That?
I forgot about that.
It's not on the friggin' East Coast. I don't care what coast it's on.
Hours,
it's 10 a.m. Cowboy
later.
Games. You're also going to have to avoid spoilers. You're going to have to mute the Mets chat, so you're going to have to avoid not knowing what happened in the fight if you're at the Knicks game.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'm used to that. I avoid spoilers all the time. It's part of my game, man. That's basically how I spend half my weekend, so I can be with my kids and my wife. I don't check my phone, so I don't get spoiled on things. We'll come back with your calls, 888-808-1019. And what do we think about tonight's Eagle-Washington Commander game? It's going to shape the future of the NFC East. We'll get to it coming up. Evan and Tiki here on The Fan. Evan and Tiki on The Fan. We got a big football game right here on this station tonight. The Washington Commanders and the Philadelphia Eagles for supremacy in the NFC East tonight. You'll hear that game right here on WFM. A little break from the NBA because the Knicks are off. After losing last night, the Nets are off, and they're going to play each other tomorrow night. So that's very damn exciting. So a little off night from the NBA locally. You do have an awesome football game to watch. And locally, hockey, I know the Devils are in Florida again. Is that true? Why are they in Florida? Didn't they play the Panthers the other night in Florida?
This has happened a lot in the NHL since the pandemic.
They're doing the series thing like basketball is doing?
Yeah, it doesn't happen. Like, you might find one a year for each team.
Yeah, and by the way, that's happening with Knicks-Nets this weekend. It's so bizarre because there's no travel involved.
Right.
But the Nets are playing the Knicks on Friday at the Garden and then Sunday at the Garden. The Devil-Panther one makes more sense because it's, all right, they're down in Sunrise, just stay there.
Well, what's Saturday?
What's that? Nothing.
Nothing, so they're both off.
Right.
I guess it makes sense. I mean...
Well, why not spread it out? Travel isn't an issue.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Like, the Devils go to Sunrise and they stay for a few days, they play the two games, and that's it.
And then they play Tampa Saturday.
Right. So it makes sense geographically. The Rangers are home against the Sharks tonight. The Islanders are out in Western Canada against the Canucks.
What did I say? You just said the Rangers are home against the Sharks tonight.
The Sharks.
Okay, good.
That's what I will. Tiki, what's wrong with him?
I don't know. He's got something on his mind.
Yeah, what is it? The fact that Igor still hasn't signed? Is that what's on your mind?
No, and frankly, he keeps playing the way he's playing. He shouldn't sign.
I know, but I thought you broke into the show like 3 days ago saying he was about to resign.
Yeah, well, Kevin Weeks with his, you know, crap where he's been the great NHL reporter, he got one wrong. All right?
So he still has not signed?
No, he's not signed.
So he could be on a different team next year.
It was never a report. It was just Kevin Weeks.
Yeah, but that's he's become like the NHL guy
where
he does
that. I understand that, but it was not an actual report.
No. It was him taking a picture of the skyline, a contract is close.
Yes. So it's possible he's on a different team next year.
Sure. By the way, at this rate, fine.
That would bother you.
No, it wouldn't.
Okay. That wouldn't bother him. No. He's such a lot. You are the biggest coping sports fan I've ever heard.
It depends on who replaces him, right?
Well, also, I mean, we don't want to get into the weeds.
They can't pay a goalie too much under the salary cap.
Exactly. That's it. Sorry. I root for the Ranger name across the chest, not the names on the back.
You think they're better off not having Igor on the team?
They might be.
What kind of opinion is that?
What do you mean, what kind of opinion? If they can invest the money,
resources. You said they might be. Are they better off without him or with him?
If they invest the money they lose in him on the better part of the roster, then yes, they're better off with him.
Tiki, he's going to say the same crap about Soto in a few weeks.
Yeah, he will.
It's going to be the same thing.
Evan,
but he actually thinks Soto's coming back.
Right. Right. I'm going to teach you a thing or two about
Radio
Kittle.
And he still wants Soto. Yeah. I think he might be over Igor.
Are you over Igor?
I'm not over Igor. I'm over crowning.
You hear the butt.
Yeah.
I'm not over Igor.
I'm over crowning Igor. As of this moment, ain't a pimple on Henrik's fanny, and I won't hear otherwise.
No. I mean, they both have something in common. They don't have a championship.
Yeah, guess what? A lot of athletes in New York have that in common. Because we don't win here, ever.
Wow, what a team won twice. And look how despondent he is to say that.
Yeah. he's given up on his hockey team, if you haven't noticed.
I know, I get that impression.
Last year we heard about 94 parallels throughout the entire season. He's already given up on this core. He's given up on the goalie. He's got nothing to talk about with this hockey team.
No, he's definitely given up on the hockey team because he tweeted something last night. That was so anti-Rangers, but he couldn't just be anti-Rangers. He needed to bring the Knicks involved.
Boy, you're lurking on Twitter more than you like to act like,
He writes, when you watch this year's version of the Knicks and Rangers play, you start to realize we are a Juan Soto signing with a team outside of New York away from the Cam Ward, Brian Daboll Giants being the next local franchise to win a championship. So he somehow ran down... the Knicks and Rangers, two very competent Garden franchises who made playoff runs last year, and it's early in the season, pipe down. So he runs down the two local New York winter sports teams, then has Soto leaving the Mets and the Yankees as if that means they can't compete. Both teams were in the playoffs last year, into somehow Brian Daboll and Cam Ward being the closest New York team to a championship.
That's his way of taking a dig at the Knicks, and it's a subtle dig at his own hockey team instead of blasting them because he'll never do that. And his daddy's good this year. Those Devils are pesky. That's his daddy. They've owned him his entire life, the Devils. So he knows his team has no shot this year.
Is that what it was? Mm-hmm. Like, instead of just ripping the Rangers, which you could have done, you brought down the Knicks, the Yankees, and the Mets to then pop up Brian Daboll and a guy who's not even on your team yet in Cam Ward.
Just shows you how much confidence I have in what the Giants are doing here.
Sad, Tiki.
Yeah, it's sad. It is sad rooting for teams here.
It's the same with every season. Doesn't matter if it's the Yankees. Doesn't matter if it's the Rangers. Doesn't matter if it's the Giants. It's the same. He doesn't really do it for the Nets because it's hopeless, but...
Yeah.
Because when do I get the prop up part of
that? That's what I mean. But it's the same in every season.
It really is. Very sad. Let's go to Ryan in Norwalk. How are you, Ryan?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me, gentlemen.
Thank you, man.
I wanted to touch on Jake Paul.
Yeah.
The fights aren't rigged. People are just pissed that he wins. Tommy Fury is the half-brother of Tyson Fury.
Makes sense.
And he was the only real boxer that he fought. And guess what? Tiki would be a competitive fight for him with 3 months training. Tommy Fury's not a good boxer. Guess what? Jake Paul lost.
I didn't even know who he was, to be honest with you.
It sounds to me like Ryan's a Jake Paul guy, and it's almost offensive to tell them that this is fixed. that it's almost...
Well, I like Jake Paul. I like what he's done.
Yeah, I got no issue with Jake Paul.
Because, let's face it, boxing was kind of dying. Like, you weren't interested anymore. MMA had fully taken it over.
Yeah.
And now MMA is faltering because they don't have any stars anymore, which is why the Miocic and Jones fight is such a big deal. Because those are two names that everybody knows. Other than that, you don't really know a ton of these MMA guys anymore.
I think the boxing part you're so right about, this may surprise you, but growing up, me and my dad watched every heavyweight title fight. In fact, before I was scoring Met Games, I was doing the thing at home where I was scoring the matches. Where I was scoring
the boxing matches?
Lennox Lewis. Yeah, absolutely. Great. And I loved it.
And it was appointment watching.
It was appointment. Like, I was a big Lennox Lewis guy. I always loved him. I thought he was very down-to-earth, British guy with his accent.
Big as hell.
Big guy. I thought he got screwed the first time when he beat Holyfield. I think they called it a draw, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. So I liked the big fight.
Didn't they have him on ESPN all the time, too?
Yeah.
Was it Sunday night or Saturday night? I can't remember what
it was. He ended up doing broadcasting because he was so great, like, even after fights, just being interviewed. Yeah. So I was a big Lennox Lewis guy, and boxing to me has just been dead for a long time. And the most interesting part of boxing has been, I hate to say it, the dog and pony show.
Mm-hmm.
This. So I do agree with you that guys like Jake Paul have been good for boxing.
Well, I like Jake because he's turned himself into a boxer.
Right.
So, like, he seems like he can. I don't know if he could win against guys who have been doing it their whole lives, but he feels like a boxer now.
Nah, it feels more legitimate.
Yeah.
Feels real. I mean, he's fighting a 58-year-old Mike Tyson, but yeah. Ben is calling from Syosset. How are you today, Ben?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Good. What's up?
I was about to talk about the Jets and the coaching scheme that's going to happen.
Yeah.
I think there's a coach that I think that many people aren't talking about. I know, like, Vrabel, Flores, Ben Johnson, he doesn't want to ruin his career before it even starts. So I'm thinking about, what about the best team in New York, Buffalo? Go up there and knock for some Joe Brady.
Joe Brady is going to be one of those hot young names of, can he be the next great head coach?
Yeah.
Do you see that in Joe Brady, Tiki?
I don't know if yet I see it.
Needs to do a little bit more?
Yeah, but I think he's doing a very good job because of, look what the difference is with the Bills and Josh Allen. He's not turning the ball over. Now, he had two interceptions last week against the Colts. I think that was 3 weeks in a row that he had interceptions and four on the season. But he's actually been he's been much better, Josh Allen, and he feels more in control of what he's trying to do. He's not taking – I mean, he's taking shots still because his yards per attempt are still – they're at an all-time high, but he's not taking risky shots. Remember last year we were talking about – he just feels like he can throw the ball up. It's why the Jets beat him in week one. My guy is better than your guy. Throwing Stephon Diggs, even with the center of the field closed. He's not doing that stuff anymore. And so part of that is chalked up to what Joe has done, Brady has done.
I mean, you've seen a difference.
Definitely. You know, so, there's definitely a difference.
So he deserves a lot of credit. Now, does that mean he's the next great head coach? I don't know.
I mean, I don't know. Not at all.
It doesn't, like, look.
But you never know. I mean, honestly, I think when owners are looking, or general manager, whoever's you know, making this decision, starts looking for head coaches, it's one, are you innovative in whatever it is that you do? And then two, are you a great leader of men?
Right.
Because that's what it comes down
to. That's a big factor. I think sometimes we look closely at, well, what is he doing? Like our caller said, what you said about what he's doing with Josh Allen, how the turnovers are cut down, or like, oh, that must be working. And that's a big part of it. But a big part of it is, can you lead a team?
Yes.
I think there
Which is harder than it seems.
No doubt. I think there are three tiers of head coaches that you're looking at. I don't mean in success. I mean in terms of what they've done. You've got the absolute unknown, like Joe Brady, the Ben Johnsons of the world of, we're going to give them their first crack. Let's see what they do. Brian Daboll, Robert Saleh.
Right. We know what they can do with their side of the ball.
Mm-hmm.
But who are they as leaders of an entire unit?
Complete risk, but you never know.
Yeah.
Tier two, which I think I'm warmer to, is the guy with some experience who needs that second shot to put it all together.
Right.
And that's where Brian Flores is. That's where Cliff Kingsbury is, too.
And the perfect example of that, even though they've lost a couple of games they probably shouldn't have, is Raheem Morris.
Absolutely.
The Atlanta Falcons.
And it took a while. It
took a long time. He was 32 when he got his first job.
I mean,
now
it's been
47?
Think about that. Decade and a half ago.
Right.
I mean, it's crazy, but absolutely, Raheem Morris fits that. And then the third one is the established guy. The guy who you already know what he's done, but for whatever reason, he's out there. And to me, I'm more enamored by the guy who's still young with great potential, but has a little bit of coaching experience that maybe they learn from.
That middle tier.
Yes. Thank you, SNY. Stay tuned for Baseball Night in New York, presented by Tri-State Cadillac. That's coming up next on SNY. We'll see you tomorrow at 4 o'clock when you're back with us Let's go to Jim in New Jersey. What's up, Jim? Hello, Jim.
Hey, guys.
What's up, man?
Yeah, Jim's here.
Yeah, what's up? Good, what's up?
Tiki, Evan, how are you?
Good, man.
Good. Before we get to the boxing point, I've got comments on two points made this week.
Go ahead.
You guys neglected to bring up one of the best all-time appetizers in Sean's list.
Go ahead.
You're debating which one was missed.
Okay.
Now, it does have a component that includes a veggie that no one likes, but you guys remember TGIF?
Yep.
The fried broccoli cheese balls?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
The problem is, when I was going to TGIF all the time, I think I was too young to like broccoli.
Well, but Jim, and I appreciate the input on that one. It's broccoli.
Yeah, but now
it's broccoli.
But by the way, now I would love it.
Yeah, but it's still broccoli.
I know.
You love it now, but you can't put that at the top of a Cinco de Five on greatest appetizers.
But now I would.
I would too. I've been more open to broccoli as I've gotten older. But
Brussels sprouts is another one. Like bacon, sauteed Brussels sprouts with something else like that. I would never have eaten that when I was younger.
Right.
Now I order Brussels sprouts almost every time I go out to eat.
I'm with you that I'm more open to that stuff, but because we were once young, and a lot of people are young, that can't be towards the top of a list.
No.
Sorry, can't happen.
No, definitely not.
Can't happen.
But it's not completely eliminated.
No. Even if it's fried, it is fried.
Still,
if it's fried, it's great.
No, I'm not saying it isn't very good. I'm saying I could never put broccoli on any kind of Cinco list of great appetizers because it's broccoli. It just can't happen. Let's go to Ron in Brooklyn. What's up, Ron? Hey, Ron. Ronnie's gone. We'll go to Ray in Westchester. What's up, Ray?
Hey, how you doing, guys? Big fan of the show.
Appreciate it.
Getting back to the fight. When I was 17, I boxed my 55-year-old uncle.
Okay.
He was like a smoker and overweight.
And?
He kicked the crap out of me.
Why? Because he has that old man strength?
That old man's strength is a real thing. So if Tyson is taking this thing seriously and Jake Paul is not prepared and it's not fixed, I just have it. I go back to it all the time. Old, Korean War vet in the Navy. He kicked the crap out of me.
Yeah. No, the problem with this fight is it's kind of like how some people went into this election. If you don't get the result you expect, you're going to think it's fixed. That's literally where we're at now. If you think Tyson's going to crush him and then Tyson loses, it's fixed.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.